I'm Jonathan Overby with this weekend's edition of the Odyssey series. World music, the sweeping broad international genre found in many varied styles, ancient and modern, first authored in Africa, Eastern Europe, Asia, North America, South and Central America, and the Caribbean, is steeped in diverse sounds that are represented by more than just folk music elements.
One, two, one, two, three.
The recording industry helped spread the term world music through an ever-increasing distribution of releases by non-English-speaking artists from Great Britain to the United States in the 1980s. And by the 1990s, world music as a category had become a recognized global genre, inspired by a growing list of world music stars who early on hailed from Africa. As the 21st century rolled in, world music embraced styles from sacred Sufi music artists from Pakistan to Spanish and French-speaking groups performing rumba cantalan. In time, the latest audio techniques were added to world music recordings to enhance the fusion of different categories within the genre. One such type is called Cajun. Historical references authenticate that the first Cajun recording took place in New Orleans in 1928, as some of the more established record companies expanded their interest in cultural music across the landscape of southern states in the U.S., where many sounds were emerging, like the blues, hillbilly music, Creole, Zydeco, along with the Cajun sound that would, in tandem with other emerging styles, garner interest from the public. The art form of Cajun music born in New Orleans is grounded in the folk ballads of the Acadians from Canada. And as an indigenous form, it remains an intimate aspect of the region's folk culture, featuring the accordion, fiddle, steel guitar, bass guitar, upright concert bass, triangle, harmonica, and vocals. With the birth of Zydeco music early in the 20th century, French Creoles blended Cajun with Creole music, added in drums, vest, fauxtois, washboard, a taste of jazz and the blues of African Americans. Cajun music is often spoken of in the same breath as Creole-based Zydeco music, with both sharing French and African origins. And as they have for several decades, they continue to influence popular culture by making significant inroads into other genres like bluegrass, country music, and R&B in the U.S. and abroad. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create a greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at WPR.org.